What changes now, Michael? Would you have like we say seen in Cork down through the years?
Well, down through the years, like from the time, you know, I mean, Partick Street is Partick Street. I suppose that was probably the focal point of Cork, but I mean, Cork is spread out now. I mean, I suppose from a 10 mile radius of Cork City now is nearly an extension of Cork City. I mean, the likes of Ballincollig, Carrigaline. We spent all our childhood in Crosshaven. Crosshaven is no longer the little village now. It was always a summer place for us. We used to go down there in June until the end of August. But I mean, I'd say 99% of people now in Crosshaven are living in Crosshaven. I mean, you have Carrigaline. I mean, my God, it's Carrigaline is a town itself, you know. And I mean, I suppose that's probably the biggest change. I mean, the way the city has expanded, you know, no matter what way you're going out, there's, I mean, Mallow, sorry.
Michael, what would you like to see change about Cork?
I suppose, from my own point of view, I suppose, if we could actually, if we could get the traffic right, and if we could, I'd like to see a complete walking area in the centre of the city, all cars free zones away from the thing, you know. I think it would be fantastic for the city, but what they're going to do about it, I don't know. They mean even the tunnel are taking the amount of cars that's passing down by day. They didn't expect it in 2007, 2008, and they said by 2007, 2008 they're going to have another 25% increase. So I think that everybody's going to have to go back to nature, the bikes and walking, get rid of the cars. I mean, to me, that would be great. Like if I could actually see a carbon-free air and the pollution improved in Cork City, and people would take care of their the way they burn things and stuff like that, and that'd make my job much easier.